You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
So we'll save those for the end. I do want to let you know, I got sermon help from Dr. Charles Keeshan at Fort Wayne Seminary for today's sermon. So let's begin with our opening hymn, 343, Prepare the Royal Highway.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Glory be to God on high. And I will praise you, O Lord, and we 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 praise you
O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness, a king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land, says the Lord Almighty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. Saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set them on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith is written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God,
light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So without enough warning, guests coming for dinner could cause panic. More so, especially if they're special guests. The house has to be put in order and cleaned, and the menu planned, groceries purchased, dinner needs to be prepared, table set. If folks are coming over for dinner, you want them to feel welcome. Today is the start of a new church year. I'm giving you advance notice. Your king is coming. And I'm not talking about any earthly ruler visiting, but Jesus Christ, the true king, the king of this world, the king of the universe, king of all galaxies, and especially the king of your lives, is coming. Some of you may respond, Pastor, we know that. Of course, our king has come. We confess that in the creeds. Jesus came, he died, rose again, and ascended. Tell us something we don't know. Yes, we know that long before Jesus was born and long before Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem as the son of David, the prophet Zechariah had given Israel advance notice. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Yes, as we heard in our gospel, we know that Jesus fulfilled this promise of Zechariah by entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And we often hear this and recall this on Palm Sunday. But as we begin this Advent season, we not only recall his coming then in Jerusalem, but we recall that this same one continues to come to us today and will one day come in glory on the last day. So rather than us panicking, today's gospel calmly guides us to recognize how our King comes to us and how we are to welcome him. So this is a reminder and an advance notice of very good news. Your king is coming. Nowadays, when royalty travel in public, they can usually be recognized by what they're wearing, what they're riding in, who they're traveling with, fine clothing, expensive custom cars, personal aides and bodyguards. Their wealth, their prominence are evident. But that's not how the people of Jerusalem recognized their king. How did the people of Jerusalem recognize Jesus as their king? Not by elegant clothing or any kind of fancy horse. They trusted in that promise given by the prophet Zechariah. Your king is coming to you, humble, mounted on a donkey. The king they needed was not an arrogant tyrant, but a humble servant who would enter Jerusalem as Solomon had long before when he succeeded David riding on a lowly donkey. So here was the humble king that the world needs, someone who would reverse the pattern of sinful selfishness through humble service by dying on a humiliating cross naked in place of every sinner. Jesus came as the humble king that the world needs. Your king is coming. So how do we recognize Jesus coming in our day and age as the first century people did? So also in the 21st century, our king is not recognized by fine clothing or expensive car. No, he continues to come as the humble king that we need, who serves rather than being served. As we look back over the church year that we've just completed, there are things that happened that we would rather forget. And so we're ready for a clean slate, a new start. And that's why your king comes to you. He comes clothed in humble words, like your sins are forgiven. He comes clothed in common water with the invocation. vision of the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit to assure you that you will always be his children. No matter what happened this past year, he gives you this assurance. He comes clothed in lowly bread and wine, which are his very body and blood, feeding you with the life that lasts forever. He comes as the king we need, forgiving sins and showing grace upon grace. Well, how did Jerusalem of old welcome their king? They gathered a large group, and spreading out their garments and tree branches on the road, they shouted, "Hosanna, Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That one word, Hosanna, says it all. Save, we pray, it means. The people welcomed their king as the only one who could save them from sin. They welcomed him as one who comes in the name of the Lord, because he's not just representing the Lord, but he shares the very name of the Lord and is the very Lord of whom King David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." How will we welcome Jesus as he comes to us in this new church year? How will we welcome him when he comes on the last day? Our gospel guides us to be like these faithful in Jerusalem of old and welcome Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They're both from Psalm 118, which is a central part of the Sanctus that we sing in our Holy Communion liturgy. Jesus, our humble King, comes to us today as we citizens of the New Jerusalem welcome our King, shouting out our hosannas, "Save," we pray. And knowing that in Jesus, whose body we eat and blood we drink, we have the Savior and Lord who has and continues to serve us with exactly what we need: forgiveness, life, salvation. We rejoice that we're forgiven, for wasting so much of our lives staring at screens, whether it's mindless TV or playing endless games, getting sucked into hours of social media or news media or something else that entices us to indulge our sinful flesh. We rejoice that we're forgiven for our selfish and rude behavior to the people around us, at work or at school, in the neighborhood, especially around the people and relatives that God has given us, our family. We rejoice that we're forgiven for not holding God's word more sacred, for not gladly hearing and learning and feeding on it. Your King is coming. Yes, you've heard it before, but it continues to be fresh good news. It was true when Jesus entered Jerusalem to die for our sins. It was true on the day when you were baptized, and Jesus began to reign as your gracious King, the King of your life. It's true today as you receive your King's perfect righteousness at this altar, his body and blood. It will be true throughout this new church year as your King continues to come humbly, to be truly present with his gifts of life and salvation. And it will be true on the last day when we will behold our King no longer coming in humility, but in radiant glory as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Your King is coming. Advent is a wonderful season of spiritual preparation and refreshment. Look where your King comes to you, humbly serving you in the daily devotions that you share with your family. Your King comes to you in the extra midweek Advent services that we'll have together. Your King comes to you in our Sunday services with Holy Communion. Your King comes to you. Rejoice, your King is coming with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. You stand. Offertory on page 192. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Be with your Holy Church, Lord, that as we wait for the coming of Christ, our King, our hearts may be filled with his joy and our lips with his praise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, encourage the preachers of your word and all who hear, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Give boldness and faithfulness to Matthew, our Synod President, Timothy, our District President, me, our Circuit Visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Renew the faith and quicken the love of all Christians to cast off the works of darkness, put on Jesus Christ, and live as children of the eternal day. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, giver of all good gifts, look upon the households of your people. Provide companionship for those who are alone and strengthen the bonds of marriage. Equip parents to raise their children in love and faith. Grant that our homes may be places of joy, reasonableness, peace, and prayer. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, behold our nation and leaders and protect our armed forces, taking them under your care and blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, show compassion to the sick, the suffering, and those in need, especially Dave, Vicky, Anita, Lois, Lewis, Chuck, Marla, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, John, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Ann, and Jeff. Relieve their pain, increase their faith, and grant healing and peace in accordance with your wisdom and will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, comfort those who mourn with your promises in Christ, especially the family of Joe Hakes, and fill their hearts with the peace that passes understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, your Son humbly rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, so that he might give us righteousness and salvation by his death and resurrection. Mercifully grant that we would repent of our sins and rejoice in his presence as he visits us with his body and blood in his holy supper this day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, you have made us glad to enter into your presence to hear the good news of our Savior and receive your gifts. Preserve your church against all her enemies, and lead us to walk in your ways and to follow your paths, that when Jesus returns in his glory, we may welcome him with glad hosannas. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear hands, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, and the night when he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do it often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.